I'm Andrew McDermott, and this is A Wee In, a micro-episode of Simply Scottish with a few minutes of unscripted commentary on a Scottish topic, followed by a song. At between 5 and 10 minutes, our Wee Ins will give you a quick Scottish fix that you can listen to virtually anytime and anywhere. Today, I'd like to share with you a few memories of growing up in Scotland's capital city, Edinburgh. Edinburgh is a big city. I grew up in a suburb of Edinburgh called Gilmerton. For several years, my family lived in a five-storey flat on Morden Park Gardens, which was a residential street in Gilmerton. I have many memories of this area, but one of them is playing football from dawn to dusk on any patch of grass that I could find. I grew up supporting Hibernian, which was the soccer team or football team of Edinburgh, along with Heart of Midlothian. But I wore the green and white proudly, and I played football with my friends until I could not see the ball anymore. So that's one memory that I have in Gilmerton. Another memory is the ice cream van. It must have been once a day, maybe, that the ice cream van would come around. In fact, we had more than one. Papa Gallo's is one that I remember. Once we heard the tune coming through the air, I would run to the bottom of our flat and call up to my mother, "Mom, can I have some money?" And if I was lucky or blessed, within a minute, down would come a tightly rolled up piece of paper with some coins inside. And I would run to the ice cream van and get whatever goodies I wanted, and usually my sister was close at hand and told me what she wanted as well. And we didn't just have an ice cream van. I remember a fish and chip van. I remember a mobile library coming round our residential area. So we had plenty to distract us kids from the constant games and football that we engaged in. Another memory I have of growing up in Edinburgh are the buses. Buses will take you everywhere in the city. I would usually catch a 3 or an 8 into downtown Edinburgh, and often with my sister, and we would go swimming or go to a museum or take a walk through the Meadows, which is a popular park in Edinburgh. And we had all sorts of things we could do in such a busy, bustling city. But I do remember specifically taking trips to the pool, the Commonwealth Pool, which is a Olympic-sized pool that was used for more than one Commonwealth Games. And nearby the swimming pool, we would either before or after stop for a fish and chip meal at Bratisani's, which was a small chain of local fish and chip shops that was started nearly 100 years ago by an Italian family and continued, I think, until 2004 when they finally closed their doors. A fish and chip meal at Bratisani's was quite delicious. They would wrap it up in newspaper, of course, and the smell would pull you into their place. And it wasn't very big, but it was big enough to accommodate everything that you wanted. They had fish and chips, they had haggis suppers, black pudding suppers, white pudding suppers, you name it. They could fry it up and add some chips. And of course, they would ask, "Sauce and salt? Do you want sauce and salt on there?" And this was a brown sauce, similar to HP. And of course, I'd have them lather it on there and wrap it up in newspaper. And then we'd eat it on the way to the bus stop, or even in the bus, if we could get away with it. So that's another memory I have, busing it around Edinburgh and the great meals we would get at Bratisani's restaurant. I have many happy memories in Edinburgh, and I'd love to share more. Perhaps I can do so on another Wee In. For more episodes of Simply Scottish, visit simplyscottish.com, or you can find us on iTunes. To wrap things up today, here's Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas celebrating Scotland's historic choice in 2014, the referendum. For Simply Scottish, I'm Andrew McDermott. Cheers. Thank you.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.